This is open session of the board on January 28th, 2019 at 5:20 p.m.
Father in heaven, we are thankful for the opportunity to meet here as a board and citizens here in Washington County as we discuss the needs of our students here and ask the Father to bless us that we might make wise decisions based on their behalf and that we might be able to inspire the things that, that will need to be accomplished here in this district. Ask for peace and harmony through the body of this day and pray these things in the name of my Son Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, on the agenda, we have a secondary boundary hearing for the Villa Bonita cul-de-sac in Santa Clara. And if you have had a chance, those of you in the audience, to look at the agenda, that will be the only item for discussion we are going to have. If you are here to talk about the Dixie Sun and Corcliffe's boundary, we are going to talk about that. But we have some board business that needs to happen fairly quickly in some closed sessions, so we are only going to talk about the Bonita cul-de-sac. So if you're here for Dixie Sun, you're going to have to just hang out for a while, and we'll be more than happy to entertain you at that point. So I don't know if I have any individuals here that wanted to discuss the Bonita cul-de-sac. I don't have any.
I wish we had a picture of that.
There's nobody there. Nobody has names back, so that's what they're doing. Okay, so I have anybody that specifically wanted to say something about the Bonita cul-de-sac and the board's decision regarding that boundary change. Okay, nobody has anything from the board?
Well, do you
want to
say something?
No, we're
just
all here in support.
You're all here
in like, support. Like, go team?
Okay. Because if you do want to say something regarding that, I would be able to have you nowhere to do that. So, board, is there any member from the board that has anything they would like to say regarding the boundary of the, I wouldn't say Villa, but I'm not good. Villa, Bonita, cul-de-sac, anybody?
I think, as I've reviewed it, it makes sense. It goes right along with the city line right there, and so it seems like a logical thing. And the cost administration and things, it appears as though that area wasn't built out originally, and so it was a little oversight when they built it.
Well, we've looked at it as a board a number of times. I think we would all concur with what member down that says it makes sense.
And it does for those of you that are, it does also to, it makes sense. Okay.
So I move that we call a question. We're ready to call a question.
That is later.
The action, is that an action item later on?
Yeah, it's an action item later on.
So
this is
in the action section.
This is a boundary hearing just to hear what anybody has to say about it.
So you know, I mean, I will not try to read the board's mind, but I'm reasonably sure that that will pass in the action item portion of our meeting.
Okay.
In fact, I'm really confident. So you're welcome to stay for that when that happens, and it will be much later in the evening.
We'll get your word.
We trust
okay.
So that's you have an opportunity to speak to the board if you'd like to. If not, we'll probably move into our other business.
I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. As far as Coral Cliffs Dixie Sun, we anticipate it to be around 6 o'clock.
I would think at least how many hours of that.
Thank you. Thank you.